Well, the Bible says that you reap what you sow. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 says this: "Do not be deceived, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap." Now, what I sowed was I failed to delete 115 messages from our recorder, and the recorder went out in the middle of the message, and so I have to re-preach the message. So let this be a learning experience to me, and if you take something else out of that, great. So if you heard this live and it's a little bit different, you'll know why. If you're one of our online listeners, you're going to get the very same message that was preached live at Firm Foundation Christian Church on May the 7th, 2023 at our 10 a.m. service. Okay, our scripture text is taken from the Gospel according to Mark. Mark chapter 15 and verse 1. "Immediately in the morning, the chief priest held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council, and they bound Jesus, led him away, and delivered him to Pilate." Now, Jesus had been put on trial by the religious leaders of Israel and had been found guilty. Notwithstanding the fact that the sham trial proceedings were in violation of nearly every Mosaic and rabbinic law concerning trials. So not having the civil authority to carry out the death penalty, they delivered their Messiah to the Roman authorities to be put to death. Notice, our text says that, quote, "they bound Jesus." They did it physically, but this morning we are going to look at how folks bind Jesus spiritually today, as if such a thing were possible. Some bind Jesus up into a religious system. Others bind up Christ's truth. Christians bind up their Lord's desire for them to be salt and light. Finally, we shall say, "Bind Jesus if you may, but he shall not stay bound, for he is risen." Now, some bind Jesus up into a religious system. Such systems emphasize works over grace, contradicting the very words of Scripture. "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast." Our Lord is so bound up in certain religious systems that the faithful do not hear the gospel except by accident. Of the system, it may be said, as it was to Israel in Jesus' day, "In vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men." And yet, some come to a religious system as honest seekers of real truth. Now, the judgment will fall upon the system, and the blood of innocence will drip from their hands. So let us take heed in the Protestant church that we do not find ourselves guilty of such things ourselves. The scripture says this in Matthew chapter 18, verses 6 and 7. "But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were drowned in the depth of the sea. Woe to the world because of offenses, for offenses must come, but woe to that man by whom the offense comes." Our Bible says this in the New Testament book of Hebrews, in the 10th chapter, beginning in the 11th verse. "And every priest," we're talking about Old Testament priests in the Levitical system, "stands ministering daily and offering repeatedly the same sacrifices, which could never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God, from that time waiting till his enemies are made his footstool. For by one offering he has perfected forever those who are being sanctified. But yet Rome says still, day after day, week after week, bind the sacrifice with cords to the horns of the altar. And in doing so, they crucify again for themselves the Son of God and put him to an open shame. And so our Lord is bound in the system. The magisterium reigns supreme, and Bible truth is ignored, contradicted, and perverted. And yet not only religious systems bind God's truth. Belief systems, be they Protestant, ecumenical, humanistic, or cultic, do the same. The oldest evil belief system is known by these four words: has God indeed said? The serpent says, has God indeed said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Bind Jesus and lead him away, says the liberal theologian, for his truth does not conform to the culture and the times. The college professor and the mainline Protestant have delivered the truth to human judgment, denying Peter's inspired words written in the Bible that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. For prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Has God indeed said? We find the devil's methodology and theology applied no more often than in this place to the words of Jesus Christ. In Matthew chapter 19, verses 4 through 6, have you not read that he who made them at the beginning made them male and female? We have an identity crisis in this country, and it's growing worse with the younger generation and Generation Z. A recent study was done that found that nearly 20% of people in that generation identified as neither male nor female. And I'm not talking about Christian here, as something else. And again, continuing the words of Jesus, and said, for this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So then, they are no longer two but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let not man separate. This deals with the sanctity of marriage between one man and one woman, and its for life. Irreconcilable differences never entered into the mind of God. Thank God that he didn't take one look at the preacher and say, you know what, James, you're a sinner, and I'm a holy God, and we've got irreconcilable differences here, and I'm going to cast you away. Now, I probably would have done that, and you may have done that, but far be it from the Lord to act in such a manner. Our Lord is gracious and merciful and compassionate. And thank God that he offers us free forgiveness through the blood of his cross. And more than that, he sanctifies us as we read, sanctify them by your truth, your word is truth. And again, as the Lord said to the Jews who believed back in the day, so he says to you and I, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Yes, God has said it. I believe it, and that settles it. You greatly err if you think that human wisdom can pass judgment on divine truth. For James says, this wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. Now, a word to Christians. Believers bind up Jesus when they fail to fulfill their Lord's desire to be salt and light. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus says this, "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." The light of the world is not to be put away and to be bound under a basket. Friends, there is much work for us to do. Evangelism, teaching, fellowship, spreading the kindness, love, and compassion of Christ. Have you bound up Jesus into the church part of your life such that he has no place in your marriage, your family, your home, your day-to-day life? I wonder if we commit more quantity of sins by omission than commission. James writes this, "Therefore to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin." I've noticed that there are two kinds of people in the church, and I don't mean just male and female here, we already walked through that. There are those who begin their day with prayer and look up throughout the day. And there are those who send Jesus away as though bound, because they will face the day without him. He's a self-made man and an independent woman, they say. But finally, we say, bind Jesus if you may, but he will not stay bound, for he is risen. The God of the universe cannot be contained in a system. Almighty God's truth will shine forth. And men and women who know his gospel cover his light at their own peril. Whatever you do, however you bind, to wherever you try to lead Christ away, it will never work. You might even think to put Jesus and his words on trial. Is he innocent or guilty? Did he really mean it when he said that? Do I really have to do that? Am I really forbidden to do the other? You will notice in the Gospels that even those who wished to be rid of the Savior had to admit to his innocence. In fact, this exercise will lead you to realize your great guilt in light of his pure and holy innocence. Can a mortal be more righteous than God? Can a man be more pure than his Maker? What is man that you are mindful of him, and the Son of Man that you visit him? Friends, men try to bind Jesus when in fact it is sinners such as we that are in fact bound by sin. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and it is we who need to be unbound. And Christ Jesus has the key. The key of his free grace, the key of his gift of salvation, and the key of his righteousness, which he freely offers to impute to us, as it is written, "It shall be imputed to us who believe in him who raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered up because of our offenses and was raised up because of our justification." So let us now pray. Dear Heavenly Father, if we are part of a system in which Jesus is bound up, or we have bound up Jesus in some system of our own making, Lord, call those things to our attention, that we might get out of that, and that we might worship him according to the command, in spirit and in truth. If we've bound up any part of his truth, deceiving ourselves because we think that we'll be able to put one over on God. Lord, we come before you bare, before the Almighty King of the universe, who sees and knows all things. Lord, we want to confess those things right now, those actions and mind games and steps that we've taken to play games with your holiness. We know that you are not a God to be trifled with. And today, we forsake those thoughts and seek forgiveness, Lord. We wish to be reconciled to you. And if we haven't been serving you as we ought, Lord, teach us not to lead your light away and cover it with the basket, but to be light reflectors in this dark and dying world. We thank you for your victory over death, for the resurrection. And we know that these things have not been done in a corner. Lord, we commit the rest of this day to you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.